So today we're going to do probably, we're going to start in Makos, the end of Yud Tes Amud Beis, and we're going to get to probably the Mishnah and Daf Chaf. If we get there in time, we might continue even after that to the Mishnah. But that's sort of the topic tonight. We're going to continue our discussion of Maaser Sheni, and then maybe we'll get to, we'll see if we'll get to the part with the bald spot and the other case of Malchus. So we got to the third wide line in Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. So the Gemara there says, Amar Avasi. So we talk about eating Maaser outside Yerushalayim. It's been our favorite topic for the past few weeks. So Amar Ravasi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Maaser Sheni Mei Masa Chayvim Alav. So when are you obligated? When are you Chay Malkus? We know that if you eat Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim, you get Malkus. So now we want to know what is the at what point? So we talked about it a little bit. So now we're going to delve into that. So when does the Malkus begin? When does the Malkus begin? In other words, at what point do these Maaser crops you get Malkus for it if you eat it? In other words, is it right away when you harvest it? So the Gemara Rav Yochanan says it's Mishira Pnei Achoma, that only when you enter into Yerushalayim. Right? In other words, if you're taking the Maaser Sheni fruit, crops, you're supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim, and then you're supposed to eat it there. So what we're saying here is once it reaches the city of Yerushalayim, so then if you take it outside Yerushalayim, then you get Malkus. But let's say on the way to Yerushalayim, you want a snack, you want to have a little snack, and you eat some of the Maaser Sheni crops, you would not get Malkus. So why is that? So the Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, Tochlenu, lo tuchalecho bisharecha. So let's just see, I just brought the pasuk here. So this is in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yud Beis. So the pasuk says, lo suchalecho bisharecha, maser deganech v'tirosh v'yitzarecha. So you're not allowed to eat in your gates, i.e. outside Yerushalayim, maser, among other things. Ki im lifnei Hashem elokecha tochlenu. But in front of Hashem, you should eat. So how do we learn it from here? How do we learn it from here? How would you read this pasuk, Dad? In other words, it says, don't eat the Maaser Sheni in your gates, i.e. outside Yerushalayim, but you should, before Hashem, you should eat it in the place where Hashem chooses. So how would you read that this pasuk is tells you that you're only obligated? So
once you're in the place where Hashem designates, therefore,
In other words, the Yud Ches, it's interesting, the Yud Ches seems to modify, Pasuk Yud Ches seems to modify Pasuk Yud Zayin. All Pasuk Yud Zayin says you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim, but only before Hashem you should eat in the place where Hashem chooses. In other words, I might have argued that the obligation begins right away. It's simply saying Yud Zayin and then Yud Ches. Yud Zayin says don't eat it outside Yerushalayim, yes, but eat it in Yerushalayim. You should know. I didn't bring this. There's a sefer Ein Mishpat. I didn't have it in my Bar Ilan, but he actually says, he actually asks the question. So, like, how does this pasuk teach you? I mean, the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? Gemara says, Kohecha de Karinon Bei Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu. Wherever you could read and be Mekayim the mitzvah of Maaser of Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu, i.e. in Yerushalayim, then Karina Bei Lo Tuchalecho Bisharecha. What you're saying, Joe? Then we'll read the wording of you cannot eat it in your gates, right? In other words, whenever we have the obligation, whenever we have to fill the mitzvah of before Hashem, you know, in Yerushalayim, so then you can't eat it. But Kol Hecha De Lo Karina Bei Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu Lo Karina Bei Lo Tuchalecho Bisharecha. Wherever you cannot read the pasuk of Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, then we don't read Lotucha Lecha Bisharecha. In other words, you say Lotucha Lecha Bisharecha only applies once you're in a position of Kiim Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Tochledu. It's not necessarily the obvious reading of the pasuk. Right. No. So I mean, I'm just saying, if you read the pshat, right? No, it's not. I would not have necessarily, had I not had the Gemara, I would have said that what? Don't eat it outside Yerushalayim. Just eat it in Yerushalayim. So I just share with you verbally, orally. So I'll read to you. In this sefer called Likutei Halachos, he says the following. He says that the Psukim Vav and Zayin, before this in Re'eh, it says, Vavesem Shama Olosechem Zivchechem Vesmastrosechem, Vachaltem Shalif Neshem Okechem, that you should bring your Olos and your Zvachim and your Maestros, and you should eat them before Hashem your God. And in other words, it says in part, about 10 psukim earlier, you should bring your maaser in Yerushalayim, to Yerushalayim. And so it mentioned there you should bring it. And then it says don't eat it. So the fact, he said like this, it should have said, Ki'im lifnei Hashem alokecha tavi. He listen to the lashon. He says, She'im lo kein, lo tzarich haya lichtov a pasuk hamauchar. It should have written in pasuk yud ches, Ki'im lifnei Hashem alokecha tivienu v'tochlenu. Now, it should have said, you're not allowed to eat it in your gates, but bring it to Yerushalayim. Right? So that would mean what? That would mean that you can't eat it outside, you should bring it inside. So the fact that in Pasuk Vav and Zayin it says what you should do, bring your maestros to Yerushalayim, okay? Don't eat it outside, but it has to remain inside, basically. So in other words, it's I should have also brought Pesukim Vav and Zayin. So Pesukim Vav and Zayin says, bring it to Yerushalayim, bring the Maaser to Yerushalayim. So that's step one. Bring it to Yerushalayim. Once it's Yerushalayim, don't eat it outside Yerushalayim, but only in Yerushalayim. So that's the deal this Likute Halacho says. Okay? Yeah, so we're going to see that when we get to it in a second, there's a machlokas, tosfos. Okay, we'll read it right now, actually. There's a machlokas. So Marty points out, so would that seem to indicate that, I mean, we've sort of discussed it without learning it inside. We've discussed that, does that mean that before, that basically you can simply not bring Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, you can eat it if they don't get a punishment? That's because there's no malchus, so Marty's suggesting there still is a mitzvah asay. In other words, it's not like okay. Well, once you bring it to Yerushalayim, then you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. But beforehand, you can eat it. Now, obviously not. You have to bring Maaser Sheni. So you violate a mitzvah asay. If you look, I think there's a debate between Tosfos and the Ritva. If you look in Tosfos, Omar Rav Yochanan Meimasei Maaser Sheni Chayim Alav. This is the second last Tosfos on the Daf. Meimasei Maaser Sheni Chayim Alav Mishir Pnei Abayis. Because you have a question, the chayven the kodem shira pnei abayis hachinami demutar laochlo chutz. So Tosfos wants to say, at least at the assumption here. I mean, Marty already answered it, but since before it sees that the ma'aser sheni sees Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim because there's no lav. Imkein lama huskak only tod ma'aser sheni. When would you ever need to redeem Maaser Sheni? Just simply eat it before you... there's never a situation when you will redeem Maaser Sheni. Because before, right, before you get to Yerushalayim, you could eat it. If you happen to bring it to Yerushalayim, so then at that point, even if you take it outside, you're never allowed to redeem it. There's the only time you're allowed to redeem Maaser Sheni is before it hits Yerushalayim. Then you can redeem it. But there's never a situation. Because beforehand, you're allowed to eat it. There's no lav. And then afterwards... you have to eat it, and you can't redeem it. So Tosfos answers, "V'yisnomer devade leka lav." There certainly is not a lav of alasei ika, but there's a mitzvah asay. So this is now. What's the mitzvah asay? So the Tosfos says, "V'tzarta kesef biyodecha, avo blop dialo." That you have to. What time is it? V'tzarta. You have to if you bind it up. So if you look here in the second source. Perek Yudalot, Pasuk Chav Dalot to Chav Hei, the Pasuk says, V'chiyirba mimcha adera, ki lo suchal seso, if it's really far from you, you can't carry it, ki yirchak mimcha makom shivcha Hashem, lakecha lasum shmosham, Kivrech Hashem Kecha, it's very far away from Yerushalayim. V'nasata b'kasaf, and you will give in money. You'll buy the money in your hand, and then you'll go to Yerushalayim. So the Tosfos wants to say that the source is actually here, which says that what? That if it's far for you, so then you have to redeem it. So the mitzvah asay is the mitzvah to redeem it if it's far. That's how Tosfos understands it. If you look in the Ritva, has a different source. And then in the next source, Amar Ravasim Rav Yochanan, Maser Sheni, May Masach Haimalav Mishir Pnei Achoma, Perish. What does it mean? May Masach Haimalav Malkus, Alechilas Maser Sheni, Tarchutsu Mishlaim, Mishim Lotucha Alechal Bisharacha. So again, the question, to be very precise, is not from when is it forbidden to... when is it forbidden to eat it outside Yerushalayim? That's not the question. The question is, from what point would you get Malkus if you eat it outside Yerushalayim? When is that? That's once it hits Yerushalayim. Afa pi shlo nichlas yotze. Even if you don't go there anymore. Im chazav yotze lachutz, if you left the wall of Yerushalayim, v'achlo kodem pidyon, and you ate it before redemption, as loka love, then you would get Malkus. But if you never went in at all, ain't a local love. You won't get Malkus. Umafari's time of Azil. And he explains the reason. And that's the Gemara, and he explains. That's where the Torah says, don't eat it in your gates. After it said, Lifnei Hashem, and then, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Tochlenu, right? It says before Hashem, you should eat it, right? Basar. Then it said afterwards, before you should eat it. Umihu, malkus hu deleika. There's no malkus. Aval isra seika. O mi dechsiv etzarta kesef biyadecha. O mi shiv dechsiv. I think that's what you said, Marty, right? Lifnei Hashem kechal tochlenu. That's what you said.
No, I said avay sim shama.
Oh, you avay sim
shama. I realize that's not the
mezuzah
because that doesn't say achilah.
Right. Right. You have to tochledu, right? You have to tochledu. It's interesting. So this says, l'neshem tochledu v'lo b'chutz. So in other words, there's a machlokes between the Ritva and Tosfos. The Ritva has two possibilities, but at least one possibility of the Ritva is what's the source that there's an iser aseh if you redeem the, I'm sorry, right, if you eat the Maser Sheni before it hits Yerushalayim. So the Ritva says it's because the Torah tells us that what should you do? You should eat it Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. The Tosfos says no. The source is which says what? And if you're far away, you should redeem it. So the question is, why doesn't Tosfos like the Ritva's answer? Why doesn't Ritva like Tosfos' answer? Why isn't Tosfos like the Ritva's answer? Ritva's answer could be either one. Tosfos apparently does not like the source of Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu. Right? Now, Tosfos says there's a mitzvah to redeem it only when, before pre Yerushalayim, there's a mitzvah only to redeem it, so it means you can't eat it. Why didn't he like the other pasuk that the Ritva suggested? That you can't eat it, right? You can eat it outside, but you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Why didn't he like that source? So the, right? Any thoughts? Or? Okay, so the Aruch Lener says, Vaha, right, and he says, Dechsiv Vitzarta, next source, Vitzarta Kesb Yodecha, Ritva, Hevi Gamkin Asay, Lifnei Hashem Echad Tochlenu, the Ritva also brought another pasuk, Vaha Delo Nicha Lohu Le Tosfos, Lehavi Gam Aseizu, why doesn't Tosfos like to bring this pasuk? After Pshuta Yoser, came with the Gemara Ma'asiyach Pasuk Hacha. In other words, the Gemara brought this as the Pasuk, that you have to eat it. So why didn't Tosfos like that as the Pasuk? Yishlomar, the Kevon Sheksiv. Since the Pasuk says, Ki'im lifnei Hashem achacha tochledu, achar lo tucha. What does it say? Don't eat in your gates. And then it says afterwards, but you have to eat it in front of Hashem, right, in Yerushalayim. Yishlofaresh, the Gam ha'asei batzmo, eina rak achar shera pnei achoma. In other words, Tosfos says the following. Maybe What's the pasuk? The pasuk says you should bring right your masros to Yerushalayim, and then what does it say? Don't eat it outside Yerushalayim. And now this pasuk says eat it in Yerushalayim. Maybe what? Maybe this halacha of eating Yerushalayim is what only after it's in Yerushalayim. If you look at the order of the psukim, what pasuk A says, right? Bring it to Yerushalayim. Okay. Then it says then it says at that point once it's in Yerushalayim, now you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim, right? But rather you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So the Tosafos says there's no evidence. There's no clear indication that there is this that this pasuk is that Yud Ches is talking about before the food goes to Yerushalayim. That's Tosafos says, and therefore he says, well, I have a different pasuk. What's my other pasuk? Pasuk says if it's very far away, then what do? You can redeem it, but you're never allowed to eat it. The only thing you're allowed to do if you're far away is to redeem it. You're never allowed to eat it. That's why Tosafos doesn't like the Ritva or the Ochlaner. Okay. So now
we're good. Right now we know pasuk says, right, from Lo Suchal, you're not allowed to eat Maser Sheni outside Yerushalayim, and you get Malkus from when? Only once the Maser Sheni hits the walls of Yerushalayim. Meisvei. So now we have a question on this. Rabbi Yossi says, Kohen Sha'osa Biyado Te'ena Shel Teva. So let's say there's a Kohen. He picked off a fig to eat. A fig of Tevel. Okay? He took a fig of Tevel. And Ivamar, and he said, Tevel zu teruma ba'uksa. So he's saying that this fig, he wants to separate trumos and masteros from it. So he says, so what do you have to do? You have to separate truma, master rishon, and then master sheni or master adi, right? Truma is the first 50th, whatever, a small amount. From Kohen Torah, you can do any amount. Master rishon is a tenth, master sheni is a tenth, and you either do master sheni or master adi. So he says, okay, so this tena, this fig, I'm designating what's the oaks? I guess it's the stem, right? Or the part that's connected to the tree. What's that called?
Stem.
Okay. So the stem. That's going to be truma. That is designated for truma. Maser rishon is mitzvona. So the northern part of the fig is going to be maser rishon. Maser sheni lidroma. The southern part of the fig is going to be maser sheni. Vehishnas maser sheni. And that year has to be a Maser Sheni year. What's that year? That's the first, second, fourth, or fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. But who? And the Kohen is Birushalayim. And now if the Kohen's in Yerushalayim, so now he can eat the Maser Sheni. Oh, Maser Ani, Vehu Bigvulin. Or let's say if it's the third or sixth year, so then he can, and then he says that is Maser Ani, and he can eat it outside Yerushalayim. So now the lacha is, so what? There's one thing though that he did not do. There's one thing that he didn't do. He did truma. He did master rishon. He did master sheni. He didn't do truma's master. So what's truma's master? That after you separate master rishon, that's 1/10. Then the levi. So he, I guess he's a levi. He's kohen. So he's also shevet levi. So then he separates a tenth or a certain amount to give to the. Right, he gives to the Kohen from his Maser Rishon. He didn't do that. So now, let's say he ate the fig now. So achla. So now he ate this fig. So loke achas. You only get one set of lashes. Why do you only get one set of lashes? Because he ate tevel, right? He ate untithed produce. If you didn't separate all truma, Maser Rishon, Maser Sheni, and truma's Maser, you get malchus. Okay, straightforward, right? So, vizar shachala, but let's say a non-Kohen who ate this fig, so then lokeshtayim, why would he get two sets of malchus?
Because it's truma.
Because, right, truma. So basically, you violate truma, right? Truma, and you violate tevel. It's truma and tevel, okay? So then the Brayso wants to say, She'ilu batchila achalo, because if initially, before you separated, you ate it, ein aloke el achas,
then you would only get one set of malchus. So what's interesting is that if this czar would have eaten it before separating anything, then you only get one malchus because it's teva. You know, once you separate it, so then, and you don't separate at all, so then it's teva and also it's truma, so that's worse. Okay, so that's the brisa. Now, by the way, just wanna make a point here. Is it here? Yeah. So we're talking about separating trumos and masros from figs. Maybe. So Marty says it's drabonet. So now this is a big question, right? Because our Gemara is saying that if you don't separate trumos and masros, and then you'll get malchus, you get lashes. So the simple they're saying, generally speaking, malchus means doraisa. If you're stuck, you can always throw in malchus drabonet, you know, malchus mardus. But so there, you should know there's a machlokus rishonim about what requires separating trumos and masros. In other words, so what definitely requires separation, Marty?
Dagon and
Tirosh and Yitzhak. Right, Dagon, Tirosh. So everyone agrees that you have to separate where the very top of Chaf Amad Aleph, Ben. Chaf Amad Aleph. But right now we're going to be doing 2, 3, 4, the fifth source, which is the Rambam. We're going to do Rambam and Tosfos Rosh Hashanah. Everyone agrees that you have to separate that there's a chiv of tevel, the prohibition of tevel, that applies to dagon, tirosh and yitzar, to grade, to wine, and to oil. Everyone agrees that. Question is, does it apply to other things as well on a doraisa level? So just you know, there's probably more than two opinions, but we'll just do two opinions now. The Rambam says, if you look at the Rambam says, kol ochel adam. Hanishmar shegidulo mina aretz chay bitruma. Any food that is guarded, okay, that grows from the ground, you're chayv in truma. Umitzvah asay lahafish bimenu reishis lakohen. And there's a mitzvah asay to separate first to the kohen. Shinema reishis the gancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha titen li. So it says, the first of your dagon, tirosh and yitzar. Ma dagon tirosh v'yitzer machal b'ne'odah v'gidula b'na oretz v'yeshlo ba'alim shenemar degoncha af kayotzi bahen chaya b'trumos v'chein b'masros. So just like, in other words, when the Torah says, and we're not going to do the whole discussion now, but when the Torah says that you have to separate trumos and masros from dagon, tirosh and yitzer, are these examples or is it specific? So the Rambam understands that these are examples. That in other words, that these anything that shares the same qualities as dagon, grain, tirosh and yitzer, wine and oil. So these are, if this is food from people and it grows from the ground and they have owners. So then you have to separate trumos and masros. So the Rambam has no problem. The Rambam has no problem with our Gemara because our Gemara is assuming that te'ena, which is a fig, it's not dagon, tirosh and yitzer. But if you eat it and it's tevel, so then that's you would get malchus. So the Marty, of course, disagrees with the Rambam, but it's okay. He's on good authority because Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah says that delo mechayev midaraisa la dagon tirosh v'yitzar. It's a lengthy Tosfos. I just gave you three or four lines. It's a lengthy Tosfos. There's so many Gemaras back and forth. It's just one versus the other. There's a middle position, by the way, also. There's a vision that maybe only this Shiva Saminim might apply to that also. But for our purposes, we have the Rambam who says basically all fruit, right? Anything similar to this, including a te'ina, your chayefer, it's subject to tevel on a derisa level. And Tosfos says no. Vegetables is, yeah, drabanan. Yeah, generally speaking, that's what the drabanan. I believe that, I have to see what the Rambam holds about this, right? This seems to indicate the Rambam would say it also applies, but I believe that Yerakos, I think, is more compelling to the drabanan. What? Everyone agrees that, right? That's correct. I have to look at the Rambam because the Rambam just says like this language would include Yerik, but I know it's not. I know Yerik, everyone agrees it's Rabbanan. So I have to see. I probably have to look at the next few halachos, and the Rambam would exclude Yerik. But in any case, so Tosfos says the lo mechayev midaraisa dagon tirosh v'yitzark, right? Kidomim perk meiser behema tirosh v'dagon doraisa shar midaraisa. So he brings the Gemara in Brachos, which says that,
And he says, Makish Mashkin to Kachim the Trumas Tirosh Vitzar in Bidechrin. He brings a few Gemaras that seem to indicate that it's only dug on Tirosh Vitzar. So in other words, you have a whole bunch of Gemaras, and then you pick sides, right? Some of them Pashtus is, simple reading is, only dug on Tirosh Vitzar. And some and other Gemaras seem to say, you know, all fruit. If you're a Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar guy, so then you have to say all these other Gemaras that seem to get all fruits, you have to explain them away. And if you're an all fruit guy, then you have to explain the Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar Gemaras away, right? So if you're Tosfos, so you're a Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar proponent, so now you have to explain why are Gemaras talking about a Teina. So here, just so you know, the Gemara gives two possibilities. The Gemara says maybe Kohani Lissimani Ba'alma, it's just an example, it's a sign. Don't take the word Tana literally. It means anything. Okay? Or Makas Mardus. Okay? Umisa the Kova Ben Rishon Gemurim. I guess if you violate this, you don't get buried, you're like a Russia if you do this. But in other words, don't take this seriously. Now, as Tosos will read this Gemara and say, don't take it seriously when we say Malkos, that it means a fig, and you get Malkos Doraisa. Either it's not really a fig, it's something else, or it's a fig, but it's only Malkos Derabbanan. So that's just, you should know, when we read this Gemara, this is one of a whole host of Gemaras that are interested in the topic. You can look at Tosfos Daf, Rosh Hashanah Daf, Yud Beis, and Aleph, and he'll quote all the Gemaras, which have different positions. Okay, in any case, but getting back to our discussion. So you have this situation where you have these fruits, and you separated Truma, you separated Maaser, and because you were in, because the Kohen was in Yerushalayim and he ate it, he would only get Malkus for Trumas Maser that he didn't take. He didn't take a Trumas Maser. He took off Truma, he took off Maser Rishon, he took off Maser Sheni. And because he was in Yerushalayim, the only Malkus he gets, the Kohen, is for what? Is for Trumos Maser. So the Gemara wants to say, time of the Isei B'Rushalayim. The reason why he doesn't get another son of Malkus is because he's in Yerushalayim. Ha Bigvulin, then Lokesh Shalosh. However, if he, or it could be the Tsar, actually we're talking about the Tsar here, if the Tsar, the non-Kohen, would eat the fig outside Yerushalayim, he would get another set of Malkus. The afal gav, the loved roe pene choma. So again, the understanding of the brisa at this point is what? That basically you have this fig. Presumably you didn't get to Yerushalayim yet. And the only reason why you're not getting Malkus for eating it is if you reached Yerushalayim. If you didn't reach Yerushalayim, then you would get Malkus. That goes against what Rav Yochanan said. What Rav Yochanan said is that you only get Malkus for Maser Sheni once it hits Yerushalayim. Okay? So that's a question from the Braisa to what Rav Yochanan said. So the Gemara first gives a very simple answer. Gemara says, Da'ayel Va'afke. Gemara says, no, the case of a Braisa says, what happened? You went into Yerushalayim, and then you left Yerushalayim. So that's the case. So in that case, you would get Malkus. But if you never got there, you know, the inference of the Gemara that if you left Yerushalayim, if you ate outside Yerushalayim, you get Malkus. It's the only case where you went in and left. So the Gemara says, "But ihachi my lemeir, what's the chiddush of the brisa?" That's what's the brisa coming to teach us? Because everything is obvious here. Because obviously we know the Kohen is allowed to have truba, and the Kohen is not allowed to eat tevel, and you know that a czar, a non-Kohen, is not allowed to eat truba. There's what's all this thing? Oh, if you have this fig, and you separate trumos and you don't separate Trumas Maser, and you eat in Yerushalayim. Like, we know these halachos from elsewhere. What's the big chiddush that's telling you? If it's trying to tell you that you would get Malkus if you don't reach Yerushalayim, so that's a chiddush. Otherwise, what's the purpose of this brisa? What new information is it teaching me that I would not have already known? So the Gemara says, Hacha Bayeskinon, Kigon, De'ailidhu, Vitivlaihu, Vikasavar, Matano shalohurmu kimi shahurmu damyan. Oh. So, what's the case? The case is that let's say you brought the Maser Sheni you brought the food in, okay? And it was tevel. You didn't separate Maser Sheni.
And then you took it outside Yerushalayim. And then you ate it. Would you get Malkus? What do you think? That depends on this question. You have to answer the question. No, if it's real Master Shani, if it's real Master Shani in Yerushalayim, and then you leave, then you get Malkus. But here, it was never Master Shani. It was Tevel. It went in as Tevel. It was never Master Shani. And it was all you. Then you took it out, and then you separated it. Is that considered? Does it have to be Maser Sheni in Yerushalayim? That's the question. Okay, so that's what he's saying. He's saying yes. That's what this is coming to teach you. This price is coming to teach you is that Matanos, like Trumos and Masos, is a gift to the Kohen and to the Levi. Shelo Hormu Kemi Shehum Yudam Yat. Even though you didn't separate Trumos and Masros, you have this fig. It wasn't Maser Sheni. Since you're supposed to separate Maser Sheni, we view it as if you separate Maser Sheni insofar as it's considered as if it entered Yerushalayim, and you would get Malkus if it leaves Yerushalayim. Okay? Which is an interesting question. Do we always say that? If you think about it, and as if we say...
Why is the person leaving?
I don't know. I don't know why. I'm not sure... Why? I don't know the facts, sir. But he just said, if you go, then you leave. So that's a big chiddush.
He found when he got back home. He had
Okay, he had extra. Whatever, might have been unintentional. Yeah. Okay. So that's an interesting chiddush. Okay. We have to delve into that. Do we always say? Do we not? Never do. Do we always say that? Basically, if you think about it. Then you could say you would never get. We'll come back to this question in a second, in a few minutes. You can always, if we say that matanos that have not been separated, it's as if they're separated. Then you can never be. If you take that so literally, you can never be chayav if you eat tevel, because it's as if it was already separated. I'm just saying. Obviously, we don't hold that, but I'm saying like, why not? In other words, we're saying that we view this. If I were to eat this untied fig. So I'm eating tevel. That's an issue. Like, I mean, non-kosher, right? But vis-a-vis Yerushalayim, so there we're saying what? We're saying for purpose of that, we're saying that we treat it as if it's Maser Sheni. If I eat it, we treat it as if it's tevel. Vis-a-vis it going to Yerushalayim, we view it as if it's Maser Sheni. Yeah, okay, I understand. I'm saying there'd be no man da'amar to say, there's no man da'amar who's going to say that tevel doesn't exist.
Right. Every time you eat
tevel,
you'd be okay for eating truma,
because
the truma was in there.
Right. Okay, right. I guess similar concept, right? Yeah. Okay. So let's see. So now we're going to ask, does Rabbi Yossi really hold? The Savar, Rabbi Yossi, Matan, Shlahurma, Kamishum, do we really hold that Matanos, that these gifts, the Maser Sheni, Maser and Truma, that if you didn't separate them, it's as if you did separate them. Vatanya, but we learn the Brisa, Rabbi Shim ben Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Yossi. So he says that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel both agree when it comes to fruits that have not been they're not been finished. In other words, they're not fully ripened yet, right? Shalom Malachtan. Or they weren't put in a pile. They weren't put in a pile. Right. Or they're not a third developed or whatever. They're not,
whatever.
So I'm saying to mean to put in the pile.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They weren't, what you have to do is you have to harvest them and then you have to, you put them in a pile and then you have to smooth out the pile. So if that hasn't happened yet, so then they went to Yerushalayim, so they're not chayv in Maestros yet, and then you took them out of Yerushalayim, and then you separate Trumos and Maestros. Everyone agrees you can redeem their Maser Sheni, and you can eat them in any place, because since they entered into Yerushalayim before they were chayv in Maestros, we don't say kami shehur mudamyam. So okay, so that's the first step that they both agree. What's their argument? Peros shenimra malachtan.
So let's say that they're put in a pile of it. So now they're chayiv and maestros. So everyone agrees if they're not even chayiv and maestros, they're not even in the status of tevel yet. They're not even chayiv and maestros. So everyone agrees that in that case, we don't view it as if they're in Yerushalayim. In other words, everyone agrees that that's not a problem at all. Now, if nigmu malachtam, and then they're put in a pile, and they're chayiv and maestros, and then they go into Yerushalayim, and they're taken from Yerushalayim. Beishamay says, you have to bring them back to, and you have to bring them back to Yerushalayim. That's Eden Yerushalayim, because once they hit Yerushalayim, then that's it. Matano shelo horbu ki ilu kavar hormu. Right. In other words, you have the Meister Sheni, right? Yeah, I'm sorry. It's Tevel, but we view it as if it's Meister Sheni. So if it leaves Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it. You have to. What do you have to do? You have to bring it back to Yerushalayim and eat it there because it already hit Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel omrim yipadav yachal b'kol malka. Beis Hillel says what? No, you can redeem it. So this seems to go against what we just said. Isok adaitach matal shlahumu kibishu mudam yachal klatu mechitzos. If we say that what? That matanos. That, again, you have this tevel. It hasn't been, you haven't separated it from maestros yet. But we view it as if you separated it. So we view this theoretical Master Sheni as real Master Sheni. So how can Beis Hillel say that if you had this Tevel and it left Yerushalayim, then you can redeem it? How can that be? That goes against this Brisa. Because we all hold like Beis Hillel. You know, center of it, we go like Beis Hillel. So how can we say that Rav Yossi, how can Rav Yossi in the Brisa say that matanos, that if you bring the tevel into Yerushalayim and you take it out, then he would say, oh, it's like the matzah sheni was in Yerushalayim, and then you get malchus if you eat it. If we just said Beis Hillel holds it, no one argues on it. I mean, Beis Shammai does, but we don't count Beis Shammai in this case. Beis Hillel holds, that's the dominant view, that's the consensus opinion, that you can redeem it if it left Yerushalayim. So they seem to be inconsistent. Okay?
I mean, that was
right. Right. Oh, sorry, you said it. Right. So here's the case. Now, Omar Rabba Mechitza Lechol de Oraisa Mechitza Liklot. He says there are two different cases. One case we're talking about eating, and one case we're talking about redeeming. It's a Torah prohibition to eat Maser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. It's a Torah prohibition. Lo Sucha Lechol Bisharecha. It's a Torah prohibition to eat it. And therefore what? And therefore, because it's d'oraisa, it's an issue d'oraisa, so we're going to be strict. And what are we going to say? That once the theoretical Master Sheni, the Tevel, hits Yerushalayim, that's it. Boom. Prohibition to eat it. Isser achila. Even if you haven't separated Trumos and Masros yet. Okay? So he's going to say the Mechitza sort of absorbed it. Because the underlying prohibition is an Isser Achila de Oraisa. However, Mechitza Liklot, but the Halacha that if you enter into Yerushalayim, you can no longer redeem it, that's only Drabonon. Now there's the Halacha that if you eat it, what does the Torah say? The Torah says, that before, like in other words, let's say if it's too far for you the way, so then you can redeem it the Matzah Sheni instead of eating it, and then the Torah says, so once it hits Yerushalayim, right, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, and then we have a law that says what that and if you leave Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to eat it. It doesn't say in the Torah that you're not allowed to redeem it once it leaves Yerushalayim. Okay? So that's a rabbinic law. That's an Issur Drabbanan. So whenever there's a famous concept, Heimamru Veheimamru, right? The rabbis, when they make rules, they can make whatever they want. Now, so when it comes to the Issur Achila, which is very strict, that's an Issur Doraisa. The prohibition of eating the Master Sheni Atzer Yushalayim, that is an Issur Doraisa. So then we're going to be strict and we're going to say this theoretical, Master Sheni Tevel, we're going to say it's as if it saw Yerushalayim, and therefore we're going to be strict with it. However,
The rabbinic prohibition of redeeming it outside Yerushalayim once it hits, that's only rabbinic. And therefore what? V'chi gazer rabbanon ki ise be'enei betiva lo gazer rabbanon. So that when the rabbis made the decree, you're not allowed to redeem it, they only made the decree when what? When you actually had real maser sheni that hit Yerushalayim, so then you're not allowed to redeem it outside Yerushalayim. But if it was only tevel when it hit Yerushalayim, and then it leaves, then you are allowed to redeem it. Okay, so that's interesting. That's an interesting result. The interesting result would be is that if you have tevel, you bring it into Yerushalayim, and then you take it out, you separate maser sheni. If you eat the maser sheni, you would get malchus, but you would be allowed to redeem the maser sheni. Because redemption is only drabbanon, okay? So I just want to talk about that. So just want to make a couple points here. So the first point is that I made that again, this concept of matano shelo hormu kamisha horma damyan, that we're saying that trumos and masros, this concept that we view it as if you separate trumos and masros. So obviously, if we'd say that, then you're never chai for tev. Okay, see, Mari, you made a good point. You're always eating truma. I don't know how. The answer to the Ritva may not work with your point. Because this is what the Ritva, if you look at the Ritva says, V'ha d'chashiv aile betivla ries p'reachoma. So why do we assume that tevel, right, you bring tevel into Yerushalayim, it's as if the Master Sheni saw the walls of Yerushalayim, even though it's not, you don't know where the Master Sheni is at that point, it's not be'en, it's not revealed yet. So mishum de kasavar matanos lahumu kmishumur damyam, because we say that matanos gifts that were not separated, it's as if they were separated. Perush kemo shehorb yudamyan bezu v'tkavos lehevi lachumra. We only say this to be strict. The ilu lekula lo amridan kmishumur yudam. We don't say this principle to be lenient. The imkain ein adam mischayv laola mishum tevel, because you never be liable in tevel. So you want to say you should be strict, because if you have tevel, then you're going to... It's like you're eating truma. You buy truma. I guess
I think once you say that right. you're not going to be...
Right, you can't play it both ways.
Right. Yeah. You're not going to be mechayev him, you know, you're going to say, I'm sorry, that it's only mechumra that he should be chayev because of tevel, and we don't say it's a cool like he's separated.
Right. You have to make what you're right. So in other words, what the Ritva is saying, that we're going to be strict, and we're going to say that if it's tevel, it's tevel, okay? And we're not going to say it's as if you separated. But for Maser Sheni being in Yerushalayim, so there we're going to say it is separated, as if it was separated, because there we're being strict. I saw the Achiezer has a different formulation. I'm not sure what to make of it exactly, but what he says, let's read the last source. So he says, "Ve'ya'ayin b'makos daf chav hachamai skin kol da ailinhu betiv lihu v'kasavar matanos lahormu kamisha hormu dami." But he holds that matanos that you didn't separate as if they were separate. Mavur sham gam le'ian iser lo tocha b'sharecha de boi re'ia sachom mahani gam hecha shera hachom betiv lihu. Is explained regarding the prohibition of you can't eat in your gates, that we need re'ia sachoma that helps even when you saw the wall when they were in a state of tevel. Yishlomar kevan de'ein ze iser atzmayut de meiser betivlaihu. So the meiser is tevel. Rakshehu tenai bechiyuv de lo tucha lecho bisharecha. She'enu chayv rak mishara pre'achoma mahani. Yes, I'm not sure exactly what he's saying. What he seems to say, what the Ritva seems to say, what the Achiezer is seeming to say, is like there's this distinction between it really is tevel. You haven't separated. It really is tevel. But for this condition, what he calls a condition of it has to see the walls of Yerushalayim. So there we say it did. Maybe because it did. I mean, there was in this fig. There's some maser sheni and there's some real stuff. So maybe it did, but it still is tevel. I don't fully understand, but that's what he wants to say. Okay. So let's continue. Let's continue with the Gemara. Okay. There are other cases also about
Something like there's no de facto maser, but de jure for certain cases like here we'll treat it as though it was legally meiser for purpose of Rias Penei.
Yeah. It's a condition, right? It's not the essence. Yeah.
It's not really
nice. Right. And he also talks about there are other cases also. Like let's say you have tevel. Let's say you're Cohen and you have tevel, and you're Makadosh woman with tevel. Right. So do we say it's as if it was separated? So do you view it like that, right? And you're Kohen, and you have Tevel, right? So you're Makadosh woman with Tevel. So they talk about that. So I think there's a Gemara which says that you would have to get a get from her. So there, when it comes to money, then it's as if it's separate. So there are other cases where this applies. But that's, you know, how far do you go? Okay. In any case, let's finish up the Gemara, and then we'll try to sum it up. So the Gemara says, Ravina Amar. Okay, so far, let's just sum it. I want to make sure we remember what we have so far. We started off and we said that you get Malkus for eating Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim once it reaches Yerushalayim, right? And then beforehand, there's a Isser Aseh. And then we saw Brisa, which said that it seems that you would get Malkus if you ate it. We said that you don't get Malkus until it hits Yerushalayim. And then we have a Brisa which seems to say you get Malkus even before it hits Yerushalayim. So no. The case was, or what? It went into Yerushalayim in its state of Tevel and it left. That case you would get Malkus for. But if it never got Yerushalayim to begin with, then you would not get Malkus. That's where we are right now, right? And then, now we're going to give one other way now to read Tosfos. To read that Brisa, I'm sorry. Ravina Amar, Kigon de Nakit Le Bekanya. So we had this actually last week. Let's say you have this really big stick, and you are in Yerushalayim, and the Maaser Sheni is outside Yerushalayim. So are you in Yerushalayim or you're not in Yerushalayim? So if you remember, last week, we ended off, we said, take you. I don't know. Like, are you in Yerushalayim or you're not in Yerushalayim? So here, we want to say, Uvitivshot, Baya de Rav Papa, and this can solve the question of Rav Papa. How does this solve the question for Rav Papa? How does this solve the question? So if you look in the Rivan, that's right, there's no Rashi is not alive anymore. He died last week in Daf Yotes. So this is from now on it's the Rivan. So if you look in the Rivan, he says, Ravina Amar, it's a Rashi, but it's the Rivan. Your testament base, I think. Yeah, it says. Yeah, it says like in Daf Your Testament base about the seventh thin line. New Testament base. Right. I should have made more of a big deal about it last week. Okay. In any case, so Ravina Amar, Ravina says, look in the Rivan, which is Rashi, right? It's not Rashi, it's a son in law, but. So, right. I'm sorry?
In the other Gemara, it says
Khan Mace
Rashi.
Yeah. So Ravina Amar, Hadid Daikinan La'il, Habig Vun Luka Shalosh, V'Kabayis Ma'ilamemar, Yitzrech, Kigon, D'Naki Le'Bekan. You see, you took a stick. V'Kamash Malan, D'Cheman D'Ra, Penei Achom Adami. It's like you entered Yerushalayim. V'Loke Mishum Lo Tuchal, and you would get Malkus. Ihadar Archake V'Achlai. If you did what? Ihadar Archake V'Achlai. What does that mean? Right. So in other words, right now you would not. Right. So right now you're in Yerushalayim. The food is right outside. So if you left Yerushalayim, then you would get Malkus. V'tivshal mina by the papa the baileil. So we'd be strict on this. Let's just see Tosus for a second here. I'm going to see Tosus a little bit different than the Rivan here. I think. Yeah. Hada Amar. We've got very precise here. Hada Amar. Bigvulin lokas shalosh ma'akusha ish ome bein hakanim. So he's standing between, I guess, bein hakanim. Or bifnim. I said the gosim in bifnim. You're standing inside. V'nakel lekanim b'yachutz, and it sticks outside. V'ashminim de loke, you get malchus. Tivekach karius be reias pere habayis, because you're seeing Yerushalayim. V'loke kisha ochlo bimkomo, and you get malchus when you eat in your place. The dying ain't no bifnim lagami, because you're not completely inside. What's the debate between Rivan and Tosfos? What's the debate here? They both say you get Malkus, but in different cases. According to Rivan, when do you get Malkus? When you leave. In other words, right? In other words, but, so in what case would they disagree? Right now, at this moment, if you're inside, the stick is outside. So the Rivan is basically saying, you're inside, the stick is outside. So it's as if you're inside. Okay, so you're inside. The food is outside, but no, it's we view it as inside. So then, if you then walk outside Yerushalayim, then you would get Malkus. But if you would then somehow, if someone would eat the fruit outside, like in other words, in your place, if you would eat it, let's say you would somehow reach over and eat it, so then you would not get Malkus. However, Tosfos is saying what? In this, if you ate it in its place, because it's fascinating, right? Because on the one hand, it's Re'ias Pnei Abayis. It seems Re'ias Pnei Abayis means what? As long as some part of you is inside, then it's Re'ias Pnei Abayis. And when you get Malkus, if you're not completely inside, so you're part inside, part outside, you've hit the threshold of Re'ias Pnei Abayis, so therefore you get Malkus if you're outside. And since you're not completely inside, you would get Malkus also. That's a slight debate between Rivan and Tosfos, okay? Now, by the way, this is one side of the equation. Okay? This is one side of the equation. Because both according to Rivan and Tosfos, they understand that basically, again, what are we're trying to ask according to that Brisa. What is that Brisa coming to teach us? Right? If you're outside Yerushalayim, you get Malkus. So that Brisa is coming to teach us. The Brisa is coming to teach us that but it's coming to teach us that if you're on the inside, the stick's on the outside, then it's as if you entered Yerushalayim, and then everyone agrees, and if you leave, you get Malkus. The debate between Tosfos and Rivan is, what if you eat it in the place, but you get Malkus or not? I just want to point out that not everyone understands, reads the Gemara like this. If you look at the Ritva, I apologize for the, it's a little bit of a different print. I have to write Ritva here, because I have to use Safari for this, because I brought in my laptop. Need a new battery after 5 years. So I'm working on an iPad now. So Safari not as good. But okay. So the Ritva says the following. Ritva says it should be Ravina Amar. Kigon dinaki libekunya v'tisha by the rapapa. Yesha peir to la'olam. Afilu liklot gazer ke'ein lechol. I'm sorry. One second. Is this the right? Yeah. Okay. Okay. So he says. So right, you know, if you hold like the second answer, then if you hold like the second answer, like the Ravina answer, then you can say really they made a decree that you can't redeem it just like you can't eat it. Fafila b'tvila nami ein lo pidyon, you can't redeem it either way. V'hadikhtan beis hila omer yipadek she'avru peros b'yushalayim b'tivlon lo kishe nichnesu sham klal. So when beis hila says you can redeem it, so what's that talking about? The hava naki lahu bekanya. It's where you took it in a stick. Vafilu lo shehufrash v'hayahu b'fnu maser b'chutz v'tivshot bayad rapapa de bayad lahala il lakula dehu b'fnu maser b'kanya l'chutz ki lo nichnas klal. So Rabbeinu Chanano, he reads the Gemara differently. He says the following. He says that the case of the Gemara is, what's our price? Our price said, what Beis Hillel say? That you can redeem. Beis Hillel said that you can redeem it if it entered. You know, Beis Hillel has a case where you could redeem it, right? Where you could redeem the crops. So he says, what's this case with the stick? The case of the stick is what? There's Ravina saying the. What was our question? The question is, how can you say that if the if it goes in Tevel and then it leaves, right? If it goes in, we said what? If it goes in Tevel and then it leaves, so then you get Malkus, right? Then we said, right? If it goes in as Tevel and then it leaves, so Master Shady saw Yerushalayim, so you get Malkus. But Beis Hillel said what? If it goes in and then it leaves, what does he hold? Then you can redeem it. What could that be? So why is that? So he says, what's the case of Beis Hillel? It's not a case where you went in and went out. It's a different case. It's a case where you just came in and you're holding a stick and it was outside. So in other words, Ravina read, the Rabbeinu Chananel reads Ravina to explain why Beis Hillel holds you can redeem these crops. So let me summarize what we've done, because I know there's a lot of pieces here. Okay, so we started off and we said the following again. You get Malkus for eating Maser Sheni outside Yerushalayim only once it reaches Yerushalayim. We saw two different sources between the Tosos and the Ritva that saying that before reaching Yerushalayim, there's a mitzvah saseh, either based on the pasuk saying you should eat it in Yerushalayim, or the pasuk which says that you have an obligation to redeem it with money if it's too far away. And then we said what? That if you have figs, if you have figs and you eat it outside Yerushalayim, you would get Malkus. We had a debate whether that would be Malkus Doraisa, like the Ram or Drabbanan according to Tosfos. So how would you be chayev for Malkus? Like, why are you chayev for Malkus even before it hit Yerushalayim? So we said the case is where you entered and left Yerushalayim when it was in a state of Tevel. And that's the chiddush is to tell you that you even get Malkus if it entered Yerushalayim. It's a 30 second that you even get Malkus if it entered Yerushalayim in its state of Tevel. That's one answer. And the second answer is that no. What's this case? What's this case where it entered and left? The case is where you were in Yerushalayim and outside there was a stick with the food, and then at least according to the Rivan and Tosfos, you would get Malkus as if it's inside Yerushalayim. Rabbeinu Chananel has sort of a different way of learning it, but I guess we'll stop here because it's okay.